Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course I'm sitting with my bud, Tone. What's up, Tone?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I am so incredibly stoked for this weekend. It's amazing.
Finally, we're at premiere. It took us a little while to get here, but we're here.
Oh, yeah. No, our plane got delayed for like 4 hours last night.
Oh, my goodness. I was sitting in the airport for about 5 or 6 hours.
Was the rain crazy, right?
It was here.
It was here, right in Orlando, where the rain was crazy. Yeah, that's nutty. So this is cool. So our very, 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 very first premiere guest is Miss the one and only, the incredible.
Presley Poe.
Miss Presley Poe.
Well,
all the way from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, when she accepted the invitation for being on the podcast, it was almost like Christmas. We got so excited, you know what I mean? So we're like, all right, let's go ahead and make sure we do a due diligence to get our facts straight.
Don't make me shy. I don't have anywhere to go.
We're big fans.
They can't see me.
Right.
They can see my face.
No, they can see you right now.
Oh, dang it.
No worries. So Press, I don't know if you've listened to the podcast, but you know, the whole idea or what we like to do is just to talk about people's successes in the industry and how they got there and all that stuff. So, you know, we'll jump in with, like, you know, where you were born or when you're a wee little hairdresser,
and then
wee little one, a wee little hairstylist, and then we'll jump in and we'll kind of get your success story, which I think is very, very cool.
Let's do it.
So, Miss Presley Poe, welcome to your day off.
I'm into it.
Awesome. So, yeah, tell us. Let's get into it. Where are you from?
I'm originally from a small town called Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
You know, my grandmother was from Oklahoma. I don't know where at in Oklahoma.
You know, Guy Tang is from Oklahoma.
Is that true?
Oklahoma Rock.
It is true. I promise you. He's from Oklahoma, yeah.
That's crazy.
I believe Oklahoma. Brad Pitt might actually be from Oklahoma.
So have you heard of a hoop snake?
Or what?
A hoop snake? My grandmother used to tell me the story when she was out in a you know, farm field. And is a hoop snake or whoop snake. It's like a kind of goes into a circle, but it chased her when she was a kid and freaked her out. She's
like a tumbleweed snake?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But she called it a hoop snake.
I think it's folklore.
The short answer is no.
No.
All right. So maybe she
was
just.
I am not aware.
Maybe
of
my grandmother
snake.
Was just making it up. I don't know.
I wasn't very good at Oklahoma. Right. So I don't really know a lot of the culture there.
Right.
So. That's crazy. So where do you live now?
Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
Yeah. I live at home now.
Right.
Oklahoma is where I grew up, and Portland is home. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been in the industry?
17 years.
17 years.
Yeah. Over half of my life. A little bit over half of my life.
Yeah. I think that's a third of my life or something, but
don't tell anybody. Except everyone.
Except everyone. Yeah. Anyone that might be listening, right?
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Right. Well, Corey and I, we grew up together. You know, we've been best friends since high school. You know, we went to hair school together. So, you know, when... You know, he approached, you know, this whole podcast idea. We wanted to, you know, our whole goal is to bring characters like you that, you know, because so many people look at you guys in awe and they don't know the real you.
Huh.
You know what I mean? So we want to bring them the real you.
Yeah.
Let's bring it. Let's do it. Let's get gritty.
Let's do it, dog. Home is Portland.
Home is Portland.
Awesome.
Yeah. How'd you get into hair?
You know, people ask me that. I think I didn't really know there was an option not to. You know, it was just something that's like ingrained in me.
We hear that story a lot, right?
Yeah.
We hear that story a lot.
Like, I think as an artist, you know, you're just very drawn. I mean, I guess as people in general, we're just very drawn to a specific thing and we might not know why. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think if you have that drive that just dictates that you just authoritatively, like, move towards that, like, I think then, you know, you've found your purpose from a younger age. Some people find it later, but I was really blessed to have it when I was much younger, like four.
Like four? Like at yeah. four, you're like, oh, we got to yeah. do something with all this
like
energy.
My meemaw, because I'm from the South, she right. would go get a roller set every week, like every week. And if she didn't take me, it was like over. Like I was so angry. And so she would like read every day. And I would like, I'd be like, come on, meemaw, it's time for your roller set. And so I would roll her hair on a pencil while she's like, like book on the chest, like passed out. 4 hours later, I'm just working away, just getting it. Like, you know, I loved the smell of perms, and I got so excited when they would whip the cape on and take it off, and like just all I just loved it. I loved salons, and I
that whole environment.
I just loved it. It was like it's awesome. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So, at what point were you like, this is definitely what I'm doing?
They had the option to go to vocational school in high school to do cosmetology, and I was not supported in my want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point when I was told no, I was like, yeah, that's not going to work for me. but really, I think my whole, it's just what I've always wanted to do. I thought I was like, I'm going to be a hairdresser, a bartender, and a makeup artist. And I did all of them but be a bartender. But I did cocktail waitressing. And then I think it was like a blessing that I didn't become a bartender because I... No, I'm not going to tell you why. Right. It's like what I refer to it as. I just,
I've got a great idea.
I don't think it
would
have been healthy for me.
I got a great idea. Why? When Presley leaves, she can go get us a couple beers.
You know, I'm not very much of a servant nowadays unless it's to my craft
right.
and the people in my chair. But I will get you a beer. I can be a good friend and right. get you a beer.
That's awesome.
You know?
Presley just called us a friend.
Right.
So, oh, my God.
Hashtag it. Like, that's awesome, right?
Yeah, oh,
that's so cool. So many times, like during the podcast, like, and I think you're kind of telling the same story about how one, they weren't supported to do hair,
yeah.
and then secondly, how hair saved them. I mean, how many times have we heard the story? Or how many times have people told us that hairdressing saved them? You know, or that it found them?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's just
I've definitely
amazing.
Met some people like that. You know, I think for me, it's the opposite. I found that I could help save other people. You know, I think. It was around the time of an election. I won't say which one, but mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, I'm not an advocate. You know, I steer clear of politics. Like, I don't want anything to do with it. And then something happened. And I was like, okay, now I actually kind of care a little bit. And I thought, you know, I felt really bad because I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not an advocate. Like, what am I doing to, like, make an impact? And I thought, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. I have a 4x4 foot square of space that I get to personally and intimately impact a single life at a time. And so I feel like at that moment was when I realized that this is my advocacy. So on the other end of people feeling like it saved them, I felt like it gave me that intent and that purpose to help save other people or to maybe enlighten them and share my story with them to help them feel like more than they think they are. You know?
That's incredible.
That is
it's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
You know?
Yeah. And I have an even bigger platform, which is like crazy. You know, I get to speak on stages in front of.
So you still work behind a salon now?
And now I'm on a podcast. Right. So cool.
So that's awesome. You're in a salon now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're in a salon or a studio suite? Right?
I'm in a salon. You know, I'm definitely a team player. Mm-hmm. I feel really honored to be at Auric Salon in Portland, Oregon. I work with Ambrosia Carey. And I get to have like kind of a little suite within our salon. So like I have two chairs at the back of the salon. So like I'm all on my own. I'm not commission. I'm booth rent only. So it's really cool that I get to have like a team environment, but I mm-hmm. very much am supported awesome. In getting to do my own thing. They're freaking amazing.
You got the best of both worlds.
I really do.
Yeah,
like
incredible.
It's so cool.
Yeah. We have another friend, Bear, he does the same thing. You know, he'll booth rent in a salon that's, you know, commission-based, but he has that same privilege.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
so
just
cool.
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm so thankful to Josette and Dan and Ambrosia for believing in me and putting me in there when I wasn't really a part of the whole layout, you know? It's so cool.
That's crazy. So, like, just fast forwarding or rewinding, I don't know either way we go.
But,
how'd you get involved with Presley's a Pravana artist, right? Featured
yeah.
artist. Featured artist.
I am my title is that I'm the head colorist of our Pravana International Collective.
It just gave me the chills.
Right? Yeah.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
You and me both, bro. You and me both.
So cool.
So
tell, dude, what happened? How did you get involved with Pravana?
Oh, man. Okay. So I was at a salon. So I moved to Portland, Oregon, and I didn't really know where anything was. And I somehow ended up in, and it's always been my dream since I've started cosmetology school 17 years ago to be an educator. So I moved to Portland, Oregon. I didn't know where anything was. And somehow I ended up at this, like, salon-centric, like, in Clackamas, which is, like, 35 minutes in the wrong direction from where I lived. I have no idea how it happened, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I've used Pravana at that point for 11 years or mm-hmm. 10 years, something like that, for a very long time. And I was in the aisle helping someone, just talking to them really about like what they were doing with the client. I was like, oh, did you know that you could do this or this or that? So I get up to the front desk and there's a woman named Nina, and she's very dear to my heart. She is like a no BS person. Like, she's like, Nina is like, mm-hmm, what you want?
Is it
no
girl? Mm-hmm. Nina or Nima?
Nina. She will like just be like, no. Mm-hmm. She's like mama that will just like smack you and be like, mm-hmm, no, bam, you know. She's like super straight to the point, like no fluff, right? And so right when I get up to the counter, I was like, do you know? And she's like do you? And I'm like, no, you first. She's like, no girl. She's like, what you want? I'm like do you know if anyone is hiring for educators? And she's like, I was about to ask you the same thing. And she hands me this card and she says, I want you to call this number. I'm like, okay. So I didn't find out until later, like a year later, when I used her for my philanthropy project. She was like, I've never given anyone a number. I've never put my name out there for anyone before. And she's been doing this for like mm-hmm. 8 years. She goes, but there was something about you. I was like, are you serious? Like, right. Nina, the no BS, just straight to the point, like saw that in me. So that was really, really special to me. And I'm glad I had a chance to give back to her later. But crazy, you know, I had 10 days to do things that I'd never done in my life. As an artist, I'd never written a resume. I never like... And I was super anti-social media, oddly. Right. And I had never taken photos because I had a crap phone. I probably had a flip phone way too long into the game. I'm like, not getting rid of it. And, you know, I had 10 days to write a resume, create a gallery of work. And then I had to, and I'd never spoken in public ever in my life. And I had to, I had the opportunity. Let me change my terminology. I had the opportunity to create a 3-hour demonstration class to the director of education of Pravana. I mean, talk about like your pants, bro. Oh, no. Like I was like, what? Like, but you know, it was like, it was my dream. So one thing I want to mention is that I had never written a resume. And it was so important to me to like do the best that I could. Like I wanted to show Pravana, like I'm your guy, you know, like right. I'm your guy. And so I had someone help me write it up. Sure. And I looked at it and I just thought, you know what, that's not me. And I just ripped it to shreds. And I was my opportunity. Like this is it for me to show them like how I feel. It might not be perfect. It might not be written perfect because I can't spell for crap. Well, I can't type or write for them anyway. And I was just like, but this is who I am and I want them to see me. And that's exactly what they said in their first letter to me was, we want to invite you to our training in LA. It was like literally 12 days later.
Wow.
And, you know, and they were like, we respect your passion. And that's, you know, it was so cool. So it's just like
beautiful.
A really, really cool.
That's amazing.
Thing. Yeah.
So many questions with that. So clearly your life changed in that moment.
Absolutely.
Right. But not only as an artist, like it also, like you have such an emotional connection with Pravana. If you didn't hear it, I mean, I felt
do.
It.
Yeah.
I almost got a little choked up. I wasn't going to say that out loud.
It's like, until I did.
Right. I see a little glistening in your eyes.
It's totally, right. Well, you know me. Yeah. This guy knows me. But I mean, it just must have changed you again, not as an artist, but even as a person and to dig deep.
Like Pravana's like in my DNA though. And I think, you know, it's not because I work for a company that has whatever. It's because I truly feel that as a company, they represent who I am as a person.
Right.
Wow. To find that kind of continuity and that integrity. And like, you know, being behind the scenes and seeing how things are run gives you a very broadened perspective of how it works. And the thing is, you know, people are people and they react however they do, whether they have a boatload of money or not very much money,
right.
You know, whether they're a singular stylist or a company. And we all know how it can be out there. And so to work for a company that truly has integrity behind their actions and watch them behind the scenes and meet Stephen Goddard and spend time with them has just been really like, it inspires you to be the best you, you
right,
know, because they work so diligently every day. Like people don't see the things that they go through to like,
right.
To really give them like the best that we can, you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
And
that's
cool.
The lesson learned right now is to be you, you know, no matter what you do is to be you. And if it fits, it's meant to be, right?
Absolutely.
When you project something that you're not, like, you know, with the resume that mm-hmm. you tore up, you know what I mean? Pravana's going to think that you're something that you're not,
yep.
You know what I mean? And
that's right.
Obviously, it was a perfect fit because, I mean, you know, like I said earlier, we're in awe, you know what I mean? Because your work is so amazing, and just watching you, you know, over these, you know, however, since we, you know, we've been started the podcast in January, and we're stalking everybody, and you were one of the originals.
No, we're not. We're just stalking Presley.
Right. Yeah. I'm the only one.
You're the only one.
No, I'm kidding. But,
again, lesson learned to our listeners is that be you. You know, no matter what you do, is be true to yourself, and good things will come.
I think I always tell people, like, the thing is that with social media and everyone wanting to stand out, and, you know, everyone's looking over their shoulder to the person next to them, and they're thinking, what do they have that I don't? And, you know, at the end of the day, we all do something that no one else can do. We all have something that no one else in the world can mimic, and that is being true to ourselves. And right. if you can do that, guaranteed you will stand out, because as artists, we will all think differently. We will all execute things differently. You know, mm-hmm. it's the moment that we start comparing ourselves that we become jaded and we start really like holding ourselves back. You know?
Yeah. Well said.
Incredibly said. Right. That's pretty awesome.
Loving all your tattoos, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Can we talk about Michelle?
Yeah.
Tell us about her,
Michelle. Oh, my powerhouse. Michelle Chandler, man. Yeah, you know, she's a boss lady. I love her so much. I don't know what I did.
Wait, hold on. What's Michelle's full name?
Michelle
Chandler.
Give
her own credit. Yeah,
Michelle Chandler.
She on Instagram?
Michelle Chandler. She is Michelle Chandler 05.
05. I think. You got it?
She's not very good at Instagram, but she's good at everything else. And that's what matters.
No, so yeah, tell us about her. Great. Tell us about why she's so amazing.
Oh, Michelle. You know, I think, you know, we've all drank the Kool-Aid in the company. And I think for her, she, like I said, you know, she, there's just, I think some people just have that like star quality. Like they, mm-hmm. she's like 5'10", blonde bombshell. And, you know, she walks in and you're like, you don't even know who she is. And you're like, what is that person? Like, I feel like I need to impress them. Like, I don't know what they know, but they seem like they know something.
That's all right.
Like, she's just very, like, I love that she's just, like, full of confidence. And, like, she really, you know, she was Stephen Goddard's, like, right-hand man and, you know, the for a really long time. And she's been with our company. Like, I have to still her... story. She was telling me, she was like, you know, she's like, I had all these opportunities to work for all these companies. She goes, and I chose Pravana. She goes, and I second guessed that. She's like, the moment that Stephen Goddard was washing my hair in, like, you know, a bad hotel. I don't know. They were like in some really cheap hotel and they had to share a room. You know, they're both married. They had to share a room because that's how little budget was.
Sure.
She's like, and Stephen Goddard is literally rinsing highlights out of my hair in the bathtub in this hotel room. And she's like looking up at him like, man, this guy's made some really crappy life choices. And she's like, but you know, she stayed because of the grain. It was so strong. Like Stephen Goddard was, you know, he was the director. He worked for Redken. He worked for Wella, I think, for like 12 years. He's like CEO of something. I don't know. Sorry, everyone, that I don't know all those titles. But he, you know, he had a vision and he went off and he executed it, and she believed in him and she believed in his message. And so from day one, she has been there helping to execute that. And, you know, it's so ingrained in her. And I just think that she has a passion that's undeniable. And I feel very thankful to get to call her a mentor.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And how far into your career did you meet Michelle?
She is the first person I've ever considered to be a mentor. And she came into my life when I started working for Pravana about 3.5 to 4 years ago. Yeah.
So you've only had a mentor, by your definition, for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Like, you know, you as we enter salons or as we enter, you know, our industry, we look for those mentors. And there's a part of me that almost feels sad for you. You know, that it took like 15 years to kind of get
though?
There.
Yeah, you know what though? It's like I think okay, I don't know how else to say it, but I feel like I've been in salon situations that I've always been the person that people ask the questions to, you know, from when I was in school, like I just had a different way of going about things. And, I had a lot of conflict, a lot of people that didn't believe in me. And I mean, everyone until I got into the salon that I'm at and uh-huh. with like Pravana. And I think is the first, I'm going to call them a person because we are a united effort together. Pravana is the first person that believed in me, who saw my vision because it's their vision. And together we like execute that, and they know like how strongly I feel about our company. And so that was just really, really special to me that like Michelle saw that and she goes, you. She personally made the phone calls to me. Like, I made a Facebook post about, it's my dream to be a platform artist with Pravana. They watch us. Like, there's like 250 of us educated. They watch you intimately, you know? And I got the call when I was, like, getting my nails done. I'm like, oh, my God, Michelle Chandler's calling me. I'm like, hello? And she's like, hey. She's like, hey, girl. She's like, you know, we saw that, you know, you want to be a platform artist. She's like, we want to make your dreams come true. And I'm like, huh? Oh, like 5 minutes later, what? You know? And I just... I got goosebumps. I just got goosebumps. I did. But, you know, in every call after that, like, she personally made that, you know, and she was the director of sales and education for this company that was like my dream company. And she felt it necessary to make that call personally instead of letting someone else do it. And I just thought that was really special. But
and that speaks highly of a company that, you know what I mean? Because obviously you guys are moving a crowd now. But being able to see that and bring the best of Presley Poe out, you know what I mean? Allowing you to share your vision, because right. like you said, they get the same vision, but allow you to just develop, you know, and be the superstar that you are. That's pretty amazing.
I'm a superstar. Thank you.
Well, you know, maybe to this stalker you are.
Yeah, I mean, right, the thing is, like, the first time I ever spoke in public was in front of my peers at a Pravana, at our Pravana training, and I got so nervous that I couldn't speak. You know, to put someone like me on a platform and say, we want to make your dreams come true. And they just, boop, just shove you out there. And they're like, well, here you go. There's your dream. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dying. You know, and then I didn't even see that Stephen Goddard was, like, out of my periffs. And he watched my first performance. I was just like, oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah, updos were not my thing. And you have to do them upside down and backwards. And, yeah. So I'm not doing that again. Anyway, but, you know, to put someone like me, who they just saw it, and I think that was so cool. They just gave me that chance, you know, and I think that's something that they do within our company a lot, is like they hear people, they see people, and they're like, oh, that's what they want. Okay, we'll give them the opportunity. We'll give them
that rocks. Yeah,
you know, and awesome. If they shine, they do. And if they don't, the person themselves usually is like, yep, nope, that's not for me. See you later, Kimber. Right.
It's like when you tell your five-year-old in the deep end, right?
Sink or swim. But lovingly.
Yeah.
You're exactly. like, I'll catch you. I'll pick you up. You know, you're not going to drown. But like,
my
you
uncle
know,
did that to
sink.
Me in a pond. I was like.
Yeah, but your uncle couldn't swim. So he just left you out there.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, sink or die.
Sink or die.
Oh, right. My God.
He made it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's here. Yeah. That's cool. He's doing good. Resilient.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Press, do you feel like, do you feel any pressure to be a mentor, or how are you kind of like turning that back around? You know, now that you kind of, you know, I mean, even more so than Michelle, I would argue, I could be wrong, but you know, your voice can be bigger than hers as far as the entire industry, because you're kind of the face of Pravana.
That's so crazy. Ah,
so do you feel any pressure to like share that mentorship, or to be a mentor, or to back to, now that I'm rambling, but you know, back to, believing in someone? I mean, do you see someone that just needs that? Because I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah. I don't feel the pressure. I feel the opportunity.
I like
that. You know, I just think that it's so important. And I always say in so many presentations that I'm so blessed to work for a company that believes that giving back is just as important as receiving. And that's exactly how I view, you know, my platform, is that, you know, I'm just the messenger. And I believe that being a mentor in this industry is just so important, and really trying to live by example.
Right.
You know, just like having that integrity, and just like literally being like transparent through your social media, and like letting people see your fails and see your accomplishments, and just being transparent. I really believe that you can mentor people no matter what industry you're in, just by being who you are. You know, people, there's always someone watching you.
Sure.
So don't pick your wedgie in public or your nose.
Guilty of all that.
But yeah, no, I think the mentorship, I have an assistant right now. Her name is Michelle. Oddly. I have two Michelles, but she's just, man, every time she nails something, which is like every time she does it, like literally she's never messed up. She's like right out of hair school. She blows my mind. Mm-hmm. Like I just want to give her the world, and I want to continue to have that mentorship. And again, it's no pressure. It's a privilege for me to give that to people who I feel like truly deserve it, you know, and the deserving part only comes from like their passion,
right.
You know, and like their drive.
Wow. You know?
That's beautiful.
She said a bunch of beautiful words, man. She's like a dozen roses right now.
Right.
That's so cool.
Can I
man.
Be, what is the, no, rose is fine.
You want to be something
I like
other
just
than
lost like the name of my Stargazer Lily. Can I be a Stargazer Lily?
You can be a dozen of them.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'll smell so good.
You smell good.
That's awesome. All right, man. God, that was so deep, right?
I don't do anything surface level. I don't know how.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
Hey, so who are some people that you follow that who are some of the Instagram people that you follow that are inspiring?
I love Smegs and Bacon.
Guess who flew with her yesterday?
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever, bro. Whatever.
He works with her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's just so, like, I don't know, man. I love and hate the fact that, like, it took me 17 years to get to where I'm at. And she's, like, right out of school. I was, like, nailing it.
Right,
whatever. But I'm really proud of her. And, you know, not in a condescending way, but just in a, like, girl, I see you. I see what you're doing. You're nailing it. I can't even wait to see where she goes. I hope to work with her one day. Another person who I feel like has set the bar is Just Hair Obsession.
Yes.
I feel like he came on the scene and people were just like, everyone's trying to mimic how he does it. And I think that he took something that's very simple, like balayage, or, you know, it's not simple, but he took something that could be photographed so simply. And so, like, you know, we all see the balayage, like it all looks similar when it's well done,
right?
But he just did something. He like turns it into like this beautiful sculptural piece. Huh. You good? Am I okay? Yeah, he turns it into like this beautiful sculpture. Who's the woman who does like the flowers? The flowers.
Oh, the artist.
Yeah, Georgia O'Keeffe.
I think it's Georgia O'Keeffe.
It's Georgia O'Keeffe. He is the Georgia O'Keeffe of balayage. I was like, bro. It's like a you know what, right in the middle of that.
Right in the middle.
So good. So pretty and feminine. But yeah, so beautiful. I love it. I love that he makes balayage look like a sculpture. And I know that's something that you can see in my photography that I love doing. I personally would never put a face in a photo if we didn't need a reference point to feel like it's a real person. I love sculptured hair art. So I think that he's like magical.
That's amazing. You know who I'm obsessed with right now?
Hit.
Updo Guru.
I don't know who that is.
She like bobby pins should be hidden. And what she's done is she's created like this almost like a coral effect with bobby pins.
Seashells.
It's
bobby pins.
Insane.
And that's really difficult to create, like to have the ability to control bobby pin and texture like that on finer pieces of hair, because it can so easily get like warped in there. So that's really cool.
It's amazing.
You
definitely check her out. Updo Guru. She's actually here this week. She said she was gonna stop.
I probably need to take
hello.
Her class because I feel like I suck at updos.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna do shiny hair all day long though. Give it to me.
You're looking at two boys that, you know, like, suck it up to.
You're like, I can give my daughter a ponytail. That's about it.
Maybe.
Ish.
So what is the hashtag positive influencer movement? Tell us about that.
Okay, so I believe that Jenny Strebe created that, and I think it's really cool that it's just a movement of people just pledging to be positive, because there's, you know, there's trolls and there's just people who, you know, okay, here's the deal. It's like, I'm a firm believer in that, like, love will always win, but like love takes a little bit longer, you know, and unfortunately, like, negativity can spread like wildfire, but it's more difficult to spread the word of positivity. So I think that that's really what it's about, is like getting a big congregation of people together and like raising the vibration of positivity and like, and showcasing that, you know, we as hairdressers aren't all catty, and like we, you know, we have the opportunity now to work together instead of against each other.
That's awesome.
I think, yeah, do you think amazing. That, I kind of feel like the pressure's less now that, you know, I think Instagram has opened up a lot of people, you know, and like we were talking about, you know, Eric Taylor.
I do.
Yeah. So when we interviewed Eric, we were talking about it, and he believes, or he mentioned that, he thinks that what Instagram's done is it's pushed like the good people to the top. Like, you know, there's not a lot of space for assholes anymore, because everything's
the
out
good,
there.
Good people, not
good
like
people.
Good work, but good people.
Good people. Yeah. I mean, good work too, clearly.
I think it can. I mean, have you ever looked at Nicki Minaj's page? Because she's got like hundreds of really negative comments under some of her photos. I'm like, ah, that's so what? What?
Yeah, right.
But, you know,
well, that was Rolly. We did a podcast, and she did it, and then there was a ton of negative people started commenting.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I don't necessarily think that Instagram has pushed the integral, I'll say integral since it's about the people to the top. I think that you have to be receptive to negativity. If you are receptive to negativity, then it will showcase itself in your life. And
you
will be like, oh my God, I can't believe so-and-so said that. For me, it's like if someone says something negative, which I don't feel is very often, but it rolls off. I just click over, delete. That's it.
Yep.
Right. Like you just, boop, boop, that's the sound of the trash can. Like right. It's just not welcome and it just rolls off. It's fine. It's like, it's not even like a thing, you know? So if you're not receptive to that and you turn your receptors off to negativity and you open them to positivity, it's like when you get a red car and then you're like, everyone drives a freaking red car. You know, it's like that. It's like if you're a positive person, then you will attract that kind of positivity. And it sounds cliche, but it's true.
Well, it is true. It's cliche because
it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's amazing. What's Sam Vea mean to you?
Everything.
Yes.
Everything. Yes. Everything. Now, Sam Vea, he is one of my idols, and I feel blessed to call him a friend. And, you know, he just, again, I feel like he represents who I feel that I am as a person. And he has been a far away mentor to me. And, you know, getting to work with him and spend more time with him, and now I feel like I get a little bit more of that like one-on-one mentorship from him when I get to be blessed with his presence. but no, I think, you know, he's just a beautiful person, and I love his message, you know, bringing education back to the people to people, not just social media. You know, I think that education is just so important. And I mean, we all say that, but then how many of us actually get out there
and do it?
Right. We depend so much on social media, but like Sam brings that back. Like, you know, I love that in their booth, they're having like a hands-on education, like all weekend long.
Wow.
Like that's what they're doing. They have mannequins set up and like they're touching you. They're talking to you. They're putting your hands on things. Like it's a tactile thing, you know, to learn the energy that goes into something is much different than to watch the energy that goes into something. So I think that that's really beautiful that he's bringing that back.
And he comes across like so many people, you see something, you know, whether it's on Instagram or, you know, in the media or whatever. And then in real life, they're different. You know what I mean? And he's not.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. he truly cares. He really is that guy.
Yeah.
I was super fortunate to take a class with him at Redken for 3 days. So you get, you know, it's only a class of like, you know, whatever, you know, 30 people or something. And just him and Chris are who they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know Chris Barron.
Yes.
Yeah. So we actually just did an interview with him.
Ooh, holla.
That's so crazy.
That's so cool.
But yeah, I mean, Sam's done this amazing thing too. And correct me if you know anyone else, but Sam's done this amazing thing of representing a brand and representing his brand. Right. And he's kind of done that. He's kind of done that equally without making anybody angry.
They're
or at
congruent,
least
whether, you know, but I think that's because he's been with Redken for like 25 years.
Right.
Like talk about in your DNA, you know? And the thing is like, people ask me like working with Pravana and they're like, well, would you ever leave? And I'm like, if I stopped growing, but I'm work for Boom. Pravana.
Right.
So I'm never going to stop growing. And I think that's really beautiful is to be like, you know, I work for a company that knows that like, they don't have to know, they're never going to stop growing.
Right.
There will always be a place for me to move forward within our company.
Right.
And you know, what if, you know, who knows what the future holds? So it's so cool to like, you know, if I ever wanted to do something that was like, quote unquote on my own, it would be with Pravana. I'd be like, okay, you guys, well, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do this with you.
Right.
You know, when something's ingrained in your DNA and that's just like, you know, you can't, you know, blood is thicker than water.
Yep.
You know?
Amen.
That's beautiful.
Amen.
Are you ready for the big bomb question?
Oh,
Presley Poe.
Yes.
The first rule is no bullshit.
Okay.
We agree?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, like in your personal life, or is there anything that you're absolutely obsessed with right now? And it can be makeup, it can be a shirt, it can be anything. But it can't be world peace, it can't be that kind of stuff. It's got to be like, what are you obsessed with?
My car.
Oh, let's talk about that.
My car.
Let's do, what car is it?
I have a 1977 280 ZX.
Oh, bam!
Wow.
She's beautiful. Her name is Zena because she's a leather-clad warrior princess.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm only the second owner. She has 77,000 miles on her.
Wow.
And I am the second female owner of my car, which is pretty.
That's pretty awesome.
Freaking rad.
Yeah, that's right.
Tight.
So,
yeah.
Guys, when they have a rad car, they give it a girl name. Do you have a boy name for it?
No, her name is Zena.
Zena. I stand corrected.
Bro.
Right.
You listening to me? It's about my car.
Yeah.
It's all about my car.
Do
man.
Not disrespect my car.
God, I love cars too.
I love my car.
Did you
wow.
see the
so
car
exciting.
Downstairs?
Yes, I did see it. Yeah, not really my era. I like muscly cars. You know, I've always had like guy names. Or, like my last car, I had a 300 ZX as mm-hmm. well that I sold in my move to Portland, Oregon. His name was Ace, Tom Ace,
Ace.
Like Ace Ventura from.
I love that.
This
that's
is my date. Ace.
My date. Ace.
Tom Ace. Ace. That was my date. That's awesome. Every day.
That's
silver
cool.
300 Z. So
that's pretty
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So how long have you had it?
I think like, well. It was my birthday. It was my birthday. So September 7th is when I got my baby.
Oh, so almost.
On my birthday.
That's amazing.
Virgo.
I'm Virgo.
Yeah, good job.
I'm a Virgo with a double Leo rising. but like for real.
I don't know what that means.
I feel like I'm very like Leo presenting, but I'm like so like structure Virgo, like Virgo, like obsessive and compartmentalized. And
I'm a Gemini, so I could be over here. I could be
over there.
Here
All right. You know? I see you.
I'm a Pisces. I don't matter.
No, Pisces are cool because we need you because you like flow.
I'm definitely a flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you smoke pot? No. I'm just that way all the time.
It's just how I am, bro. I'm a Pisces. I'm just basically stoned all the time.
All the time.
It's fine. It's just my lifestyle.
That's awesome. Absolutely the truth.
Right. Well, we want to truly thank you.
Yeah, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us. That's really cool. Thanks for taking your time out of your really, really busy day.
Yeah.
So,
looking forward to seeing you on stage later.
Absolutely. Make sure that you wave. And if you're on stage and it just says, and you just happen to say, hey, I just got off this great podcast.
Yeah.
You know, by all means. You
right.
know, put that on there. Okay. Should we make it official?
Let's make it official. Let's do this.
Presley Poe from Pravana. Thank you very, very much for joining us on your day off. Hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple of months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.